The program provides food and financial assistance to low-income people. It used to be that the food benefit came in a paper format known as food stamps. But years ago, the program transitioned to a credit card-like delivery system. That card can also carry the financial benefit, called temporary assistance for needy families. It's normally used to pay things like housing, utilities, clothing, or other incidentals not covered under the food benefit. But according to Republican Representative Scott Plakin of Longwood, sometimes that cash benefit is used in places it shouldn't be.
These EBT cash assistance cards were being used at a lot of different places that perhaps taxpayers weren't aware. Strip clubs and gambling locations, down in Miami at a $3,300 at a liquor store, for example. He also found they're being used out of state.
Plakin says his inspiration for the bill came from a news report in Fort Myers, but not everyone agrees the problems are widespread. Here's Representative Lori Berman, a Delray Beach Democrat, questioning the intent of the bill.
Would you be surprised to learn that as the results of the NBC2 reporter was that it was only 0.03% of total transactions?
Plakin says he wants to ban the card's use in places like liquor stores and internet cafes. But the language of the bill is so broad that some lawmakers say the ban could affect regular grocery and convenience stores like a Walgreens or a CVS. And Fila Cueva with the food aid group Florida Impact says in some areas of the state, the local convenience store also doubles as the main grocery store.
Particularly in low-income neighborhoods and folks with limited transportation, these folks have no access to larger grocery stores, and so basically they purchase their goods and services in local retail stores, convenience stores, and most of those don't carry sort of fresh food, nutritious items.
In addition to where the card can be used, Representative Plakin's bill also outlines what foods can and can't be purchased. The measure blocks the food assistance money from being used for sodas, cupcakes, even Jell-O or chocolate milk. For Republican Representative Dana Young of Tampa, that just goes too far.
I don't want people to tell me what to eat. And I just don't think it's right for us as legislators and as a government to tell anyone what they can eat, even if they happen to be poor.
And Democrats like Representative Gwendolyn Clark Reed are certainly not impressed with the bill.
So I find this this bill really, in a way, it's discriminatory, and it's aimed at low-income families who are on food stamps.
Plakin acknowledges the measure does have its flaws, but disagrees that the proposal is an overreach of government.
Because I don't want to lose the whole bill over parts that are more controversial than the rest. The motivation, in addition to it started with the internet cafes, and I'll be brief, but I have noticed, if you look at stores, members, EBT, companies are advertising, it's big business.
The measure narrowly cleared the House committee with an 8-6 vote. It will likely be amended to remove some of the food ban language at its next two committee stops. A similar effort by Senator Rhonda Storms is moving in that chamber. It's headed to its last committee stop in the Senate Budget Subcommittee on Health and Human Services Appropriations. For WFSU-FM, I'm Lynn Hatter.